From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. allied forces say that as they press their offense to push the Islamic State out of Syria, they have recaptured the country's largest oil field. The government lost the Al Omar field to other insurgents in 2013. Although heavy fighting does continue, Syrian Democratic Forces, with air support from the U.S.-led coalition, said Sunday it captured the field. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump issued a statement praising the SDF for recapturing the city of Raqqa from ISIS control. Mr. Trump, in the statement, says the next move is to transition into a new phase in which we will support local security forces, de-escalate violence across Syria, and advance the conditions for lasting peace. In Niger, authorities say at least a dozen paramilitary police have been killed in an attack similar to the one that killed four U.S. Green Berets and four Nigerian troops on October 4th. Saturday's attack took place in the same area. Reports say that they were heavily armed with guns and rocket launchers. They arrived in five vehicles to launch the ambush, and then the attackers left when the Nigerian military reinforcements showed up. At least 15 cadets have been killed and more wounded after a suicide blast Saturday outside the Afghan Military Academy in Kabul. The attack came Saturday, a day after Islamic State suicide bomber stormed the crowded Shiite Muslim mosque in the city, killing 50 worshippers and wounding dozens more. Afghan police and witnesses say Saturday's attack occurred when a car bomber drove into a minibus packed with the cadets at the main entrance. The Taliban insurgency has in fact claimed responsibility for the minibus bombing. This is VOA News. Tensions on the Korean Peninsula have been running high since North Korea accelerated its intercontinental missile test. And now, experts say China is the key to de-escalation.
Despite China's condemnation of Pyongyang's latest nuclear and missile activities, it hopes to avoid a collapse of the North Korean regime and the refugee influx across the border. But some experts argue that without China's help in solving the problem, South Korea and Japan are at risk.
What happens if South Korea asks the United States to return nuclear weapons to the peninsula? Or they say, we need our own nuclear program. I mean, how could you deny that to them? Japan, which has already reinterpreted its constitution a bit to at least allow collective self-defense, real collective self-defense. What about perhaps offensive systems in the face of this threat? Vietnam, you know, where does this stop?
China has choices to make in the time ahead. I hope they choose to stand with the rest of the world and the United States and create a diplomatic outcome here.
The Trump administration is reviewing its China policy. It's expected to be complete before the president embarks on a trip to East Asia in November. Yela De Franceschi, VOA News, Washington.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy announced Saturday he would dismiss Catalonia's separatist government and call for new elections in an attempt to prevent the semi-autonomous region from declaring its independence. VOA's Jamie Dittmer reports.
The Senate in Madrid will vote on the Spanish government's direct rule plan, likely this week, marking the first time a region has seen its powers curbed. Less than half of the region's 7.5 million Catalans turned out to vote in the referendum, although 9 out of 10 who did backed independence.
If the pro-independence parties stay together, as they have claimed they will, there's probably a very low likelihood that the Spanish government has any enforcement capacity.
The confrontation between Catalonia and Madrid has clearly entered another critical phase. The stakes for both sides keep being raised. On Saturday, in response to Madrid, separatist leader Carles Puigdemont accused the Spanish government of seeking a coup d'etat in Barcelona. Jamie Dittmer for VOA News, Barcelona.
An expected victory for Japan's ruling coalition in national elections this Sunday may overstate public support for Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and his Liberal Democratic Party. Early polls suggest that Prime Minister Abe will now have another term of 3 years. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.